Welcome to the weekly insurance news wrap, presented by Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, your reliable source for personal and business insurance news. We start today's episode off with a wake-up call from the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, APRA. On March 20th, Sean Carmody, APRA's Executive Director, spoke at a Sydney conference, urging the insurance sector to proactively shape its future. Addressing the increasing challenges posed by severe weather and protection gaps, Carmody emphasized the need for practical solutions. He hailed initiatives like the Disaster Ready Fund and the National Emergency Management Agency, but stressed that our insurers must do more. The call to arms, crystal clear communication, transparency in policy details, and a more robust foundation of trust. Transitioning from regulatory insights to state government initiatives, let's turn to New South Wales. The state government is reimagining the funding model for emergency services. The aim, to shift from the current Emergency Services Levy, ESL, which has been pinpointed as a contributing factor in driving up insurance costs and leaving many residents uninsured. In a quest for a more equitable solution, anonymous insurance data are slated to play a big part. A stakeholder reference group has been set up to provide advice during this reform process. Keep an eye out for public consultations in the coming months, as this creates a pathway towards emergency service cost allocation set against the backdrop of rising climate risks. Our next update comes from the Corridors of Inquiry and Reform. A government inquiry led by the House of Representatives Standing Committee on Economics is deep diving into the aftermath of the tragic 2022 floods, with hearings lined up and visits to flood-impacted areas like Brisbane and Lismore. The committee aims to draw on experiences of affected communities. If you've been affected by these floods, remember that you have until the end of July to submit your narratives online. Every submission counts in our quest to improve insurance responses to natural disasters. To conclude today's news wrap, let's talk about a landmark case that emphasizes the importance of clear policy definitions. A legal victory was secured by a vehicle owner against insurer Suncorp, following a complex dispute over a car accident involving an unauthorized family member and drug impairment. Despite initial denial of the claim, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority stepped in to classify the event as theft. The ruling highlighted the need for precise policy wording and effective communication between insurers and clients. That's all we have for this week's update. Be sure to join us next week as we continue to delve into the world of insurance, shedding light on the news and trends shaping our industry. Visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more in-depth coverage. I'm Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online. Stay informed and stay insured. See you next Wednesday.